Ultraviolet, a prominent U.S.-based women's justice organization, has launched a campaign demanding the extradition of controversial influencer Andrew Tate from the United States. The move comes amid rising backlash over his recent arrival in Florida and growing scrutiny over the Trump administration's alleged role in facilitating his travel. The campaign, launched Thursday, includes posters plastered across Miami bearing the message "Unwanted in Miami" in both English and Spanish. The posters feature Andrew Tate's image alongside a QR code linking to information about the serious criminal allegations he and his brother, Tristan Tate, face abroad. The brothers, who hold dual U.S. and U.K. citizenship, landed in Florida on February 27 after departing Bucharest, where they are awaiting trial on charges of rape, human trafficking, sex with a minor, and money laundering. They had been held under house arrest and in jail for over 2 years in Romania before being granted temporary permission to travel. At a press conference held in Miami's Wynwood District, where the brothers are reportedly staying, Ultraviolet campaign director Rosa Valderrama criticized their presence in the U.S. and pointed fingers at the Trump administration. Tate is a misogynistic influencer who has talked about raping women on camera and reportedly makes money teaching other men how to sexually traffic women, Valderrama said. For an administration claiming to protect women, bringing a sexual predator to the streets of Miami is hypocritical, reckless, and dangerous. According to reports, Romanian prosecutors suspended the brothers' travel ban and lifted asset seizures after pressure from U.S. officials. Notably, Richard Grenell, a known Trump ally and former U.S. ambassador, allegedly discussed the case with Romanian Foreign Minister Emil Hureinu during the Munich Security Conference earlier this year. While the White House has denied knowledge of the Tate brothers' travel clearance, Andrew Tate praised President Donald Trump when asked by reporters if the former president was involved. "Trump is such a boss, he is such a gangster," Tate said. Ultraviolet has now launched a petition calling on U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, a close Trump associate, to extradite the Tates to the U.K., where they are also wanted on charges of sexual aggression dating back to 2012. The group claims the petition, posted earlier this month, has already gathered over 10,000 signatures. "Trump wants to portray himself as a protector of women," Valderrama said. "But his involvement in helping bring Andrew Tate back to the U.S. reveals the administration's true values. Trump does not care about protecting women."